Welcome back, everybody. Radical Russ from CannabisRadio.com. We're joined here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference, hashtag SWCC Expo, by Jose and Sean. They are here with Weed for Warriors. And Sean, Jose, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so it seems pretty self-explanatory, Weed for Warriors, but tell us what your organization's all about.
Yeah, Weed for Warriors was founded by Kevin Richardson up in San Jose, California, and it's for advocating and cannabis for veterans and helping out veterans any way we can.
All right, so the problems, I already kind of described some of what's going on for our veterans, is that we have a egregiously high suicide rate among veterans, 22 a day.
It's actually worse than that.
It's worse now.
Well, the 22 number was based on a 2012 VA study where they asked 50 states to give them the data. Only 21 of the 50 states contributed data, so that means 29 out of 50 did not. And out of that 29, California and Texas are part of that. So 21% of that population just in those two states alone. We suspect the number is higher. The kind of unofficial number that's bouncing around there is 57. We actually think it's higher than that because not only do you have 29 states that have not contributed data, we all know coroners do not like to put suicide as the cause of death, and we know quite a few veterans who've committed suicide or death by cop or you know, car accident,
sure,
and it's been not labeled a suicide. So the number is, we believe, anywhere between, you know, greater than 15, north of 20,000 a year are dying from suicide.
All right, Jose, what does this fight mean to you as a veteran trying to, you know, change these laws?
I mean, not just for veterans, but for the world out there. We're trying to push out as much as possible and a lot of knowledge and sharing our experiences with cannabis. I mean, as you can tell now, I'm sitting here next to you, but I'm also standing as well, and I don't have my legs or an arm.
Yeah.
You know, so we're out here just pushing everybody, trying to show, educate everybody that we're able to do it.
Excellent. And beyond just the, I mean, a lot of people, when they think of this topic, they think of the post-traumatic stress angle, and I don't like to call it PTSD because there's no disorder in your brain reacting to that horror like it does, right? It's a condition. But aside from the mental conditions, there's also the physical conditions, and judging from your condition, I would say, you know, one of the things that comes to mind is I hear about phantom limb pain, a neuropathic pain for people who have had amputations. Is that something you deal with?
Yes, actually, I deal with it on a daily basis. Right now, I'm actually touching Sean's knee as we're actually, you know, hanging out. But I get it on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And to be honest with you, CBD is what helps me out a lot. I need a lot of cannabinoids in my actual system, so I take a lot of edibles and stuff like that to keep me going. And every time I was on opiates, I probably wouldn't never be here, actually.
Yeah, I was going to follow up with that. Was what did they try to put you on before you found cannabis?
Everything under the book. If you turn on your TV and you see those commercials that say, if you've ever taken one of these, you need to call us right now. I've taken pretty much, honestly, all of them.
All of them.
All of them, yeah. And even to this day, I see a lot of people saying, oh, Lyrica helps me. Lyrica's what stomped me.
Yeah,
it literally put me on my butt, and I would not move. I was telling the other panels that we were at earlier, it was to the point where I couldn't feel myself urinate.
Yeah,
it's that extreme.
Yeah, and you see I see in an ad lately, it has a cartoon snail. They draw a snail, and it's this woman talking about how she takes opioid pain relievers, and they cause constipation. So here's another pill for the constipation. Did you experience that?
Yes. Actually, I experience it on a daily basis to this day. Every day I wake up, since I have a lot of internal problems as well, I wake up with a lot of stomach pains and stuff like that. So every morning before I even do anything, right after I brush my teeth, I have to go and start medicating the right way in order for everything to start taking its place and start taking effect. I mean, just like you said, you take one pill and it's supposed to help you with this thing, but then it stops you from another thing, so you have to take another pill to help that. That's not the case with me.
Right.
I just got to take the same plant that I have and I'm good to go, you know? It's sad, but that's what it actually is. This little plant that we have is the answer. It's the answer because we've had it here since before we were born.
Hell yeah.
You know? And that's what I don't understand. Why is this such a big deal? Is it just because of the fact that people need money in order for this make this work? You know, or they just really don't understand it.
Well, one of the things they'll say is, well, it gets you high. Like opiates don't get you high. Come on.
Well, not only that, I mean, you allow us to drink.
Right.
Drinking's a depressant.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, how is that okay? How are you allowing that to happen when it's still having people driving out there under the influence, killing little kids, killing people?
Sure.
I mean, so how is that allowed? But I'm here sitting talking to you, having a well-off conversation, no problems at all, and I'm medicated.
Yeah. You seem pretty functional. We're speaking with Jose and with Sean. They're with Weed for Warriors. Sean, tell people the contact info if they want to get in touch with Weed for Warriors.
Yeah, the best way to contact us is to reach out via Instagram or on Facebook. You can reach us at the Weed for Warriors Project or on our website, wfwproject.org. Make sure you type in org, and there's you can fill out contact information, leave questions, and we'll get back to you. Although we're running a little bit behind, we are definitely trying to get back to everyone who contacts us.
All right, so how long has your organization been functioning?
Kevin started the organization in 2014.
Okay.
I ended up coming on board from Sue Sisley. I worked with Sue Sisley. I was the one on CNN's Weeds 3. And I joined Kevin to advocate on a national and worldwide basis for cannabis for veterans, but also non-veterans alike. And you can reach us. One thing we should, American veterans demand change. We're crossing this country. We're going from L.A. We went from L.A. to Las Vegas to Denver. We're now in Phoenix. From here, we're going to Nashville. We're going to go to Charlottesville, Philly. And on Veterans Day, we're going to end up in Washington, D.C., where we march on the White House with empty prescription pill bottles. And we want everyone to come join us. And anyone who wants to help can just go to Indiegogo, American Veterans Demand Change. Give $3, the cost of a Starbucks.
Give $4.20.
Yeah, $4.20. Yeah, I challenge everyone who hears this to give $4.20.
Yeah.
Go on Indiegogo to American Veterans Demand Change. Because you know what? We're going to every city across this country. We're talking to people, veterans and non-veterans. Sunday, I would talk to the mothers of children who use cannabis in Denver, American medical refugees with and I will tell you, these girls and these boys who are taking cannabis for their autism, Gervais syndrome, you name it, it is helping them. It is helping them, their quality of life, making their family's life easier, and it's absolutely criminal. We don't allow it. Absolutely criminal.
So I imagine Weed for Warriors has to work on the legislative or the initiative level trying to change laws. Do you also work with the folks at, say, the VA or any of the service branches?
Well, you know, I think you know the answer there, which is the VA and the service branches want nothing to do with us. You know, Kevin started with Jose and Chef Nugs out here. They do like SoCal chapter, what Jose is part of, monthly barbecues, and we gave over about $2,300 in medicine to each veteran. We gave over about $150,000 last barbecue.
Wow.
To veterans, and that's industry donated medicine. And something to note, you talk about lobbying. One thing we're going to need to lobby about AB 266 and all this new legislation that came back to California,
yeah,
prohibit donations. Because you have to go to a middleman and everything. So we have a lot of veterans who no one pays for this medicine. If we didn't give it to them, they couldn't take it. And so we've got a lot of lobbying ahead of us. And so we're going from the grassroots. One of the reasons we're launching the national kind of program and going across country is we need to tell all Jose's story, the little girl's story, Lily. We need to tell stories like this all across America so people can open their eyes. That's not the reefer madness, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's our goal. And so please help us do that. Please help vets do that. And it affects all of us.
Yes, please help them. Check out Weed for Warriors. Is it number four when they look for it?
You can do that, but it's the official now is for F-O-R.
F-O-R. Okay, yes. Weed, F-O-R, Warriors, .com?
.org, yes.
Okay, Weed, F-O-R, Warriors.org. I suppose Facebook,
no, the,
too?
The WFW Project. .org is
okay.
The website, wfwproject.org. Listen, if you just type Weed for Warriors in, it's going to come up
over
Google. Yes.
All right. So, Jose, any last words for our audience before we wind things up here?
You know what? It was an actual pleasure to be here. I know we're doing big things in Arizona, so it was an amazing time to be here and show not only for the ones that love this cannabis and are about the cannabis world, but we were out there with the government. They were, you know, hanging out with us and escorting us. So, I mean, if we put it into their brains that someone like me is able to do it, it's not such a bad thing, or it's not something bad at all. So we're here to push it. We're going to do this, and we want everybody to help us out if they can. Go to the Indiegogo campaign, America Demand Change for Veterans. So that's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you, Jose. Sean, any final thoughts?
No, just thank you everyone for their support, and we're only going to change things by going to the ballot box. You know, Bill Montgomery in this wonderful state called a veteran an enemy of the state. And it's actually my opinion. I mean, you have a lot of enemies of the state and your government here. They truly are enemy of the people. Bill Montgomery's an enemy of the people. What I saw go on this morning where the DEA was in here harassing, you know, the exhibits, preventing this thing from open, is just cruel. It's just cruel when you realize that this medicine's helping people live just a basic life that too many of these people take for granted. And we need to stand up and say is enough enough and tell our government to back down.
Please do. Absolutely. WFWproject.org. That's Weed for Warriors. You can look up Weed for Warriors on Google. Check out the Indiegogo campaign, American Veterans Demand Change.
Change, correct.
American Veterans Demand Change. We're on CannabisRadio.com. And if you'd like to get an embed of this interview, you can find it on my SoundCloud page, SoundCloud.com/RadicalRuss. You guys can use that. I'll give you a card and everything.
Absolutely.
And thanks so much for your service and what you're doing to help. I really appreciate these guys. Take it easy. Thanks for being here. We're back with the music here on CannabisRadio.com. Before we go, let me remind you, we have a business mixer tonight, 6 to 9 o'clock at the Gypsy Bar, 50 West Jefferson Street. It's free, but you have to be registered to attend. Log on at thebudbash.com to do so. So, Jose and Sean, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.